It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am your host for this show. And the show is 6 years. We've been doing this show. Well, it will be 6 years this summer. It's been a great ride. And, you know, 2010 was a really good year for me in general. So I had a great year last year. And so this show is dual purpose. First, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what I accomplished in 2010, but I also want to feature the best Celtic folk bands of 2010 as well, like the band that started off the show, Rising Gale. These are some of my favorite bands, and I'm going to do a special feature that's going to hit on a lot more great bands. But first, I want to just kick in with some of the accomplishments from 2010. Well, first off, I got married, and I have a new baby, Heather Kinsey Gunn. I'm loving being married, and there's nothing like being a daddy. I gotta say, if you haven't tried it, yeah, give it a shot. It's just amazing. Back in March, right around St. Patrick's Day, I figured out how to music on this show quite easily with the iPod Shuffle, and I turned it into a weekly podcast once again. This show comes out every week, and I'm going to try to stick with that schedule, though it will vary week after week. I was also nicknamed the Celt Father by Les Howard of the Signal podcast, and I love the title, much better than the earlier mention, which is the Godfather of Celtic Music Online. No matter how accurate or inaccurate that may be, it wasn't as catchy and as much fun as the Celt Father. I'll take care of you, no problem. All right. I released 2 CDs and 1 compilation. The Bridge and Kilted for Her Pleasure came out last year. And I also released a compilation CD, Irish Songs for New Orleans. It's a compilation featuring tracks from many of my albums, and it's really inexpensive. You can now download the album for just $3.50. I think it's 11 or 12 tracks, and you know, some of the songs that I play the most. So if you wanna support yours truly, and you enjoy the show, the music, whatnot, just you know, pick up a copy of that. It's a really inexpensive way of doing that. The Celtic Invasion of Scotland was totally awesome. Had an amazing time. Met some great people. Liam Griffin, he was awesome. And I had an awesome time in Scotland with all the people. And I can't wait for Ireland. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I also started getting people involved in the Celtic community. That was one of the big features that I decided I wanted to work on. You see, community to me is very important. And I find a lot of people don't really get involved in their own Celtic communities. That's one of the reasons why I decided to really jump into it and try to make a big difference in the Celtic community. And so I've been out there promoting that through my Celtic MP3s music magazine and on my websites. And I'm going to continue to do that in 2011, so stay tuned for that. One of the things I started also was the Celtic iMixes. And basically you can rate a bunch of songs, compilations that you help pick. By doing so, you help send music up the charts on iTunes, and obviously that when music is at the top of the charts, the music sells even more. So The Victims of Irish Music has been one of the top 5 albums for since I started doing this in July or August, and so it's been a great success. We're helping out independent Celtic music, and it's been a lot of fun. Well, I'm going to talk more about my goals for 2011 in just a minute. We're going to play some music from Boston Blackthorn and Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer coming up next.
When my grandfather landed, he was told how the streets were lined with gold. But the only job he could land was pounding tin. And then his twin brother suddenly died. By the grave he met the future bride. Might as well keep it in the family mix, so she became engaged to him. They moved out to that big old city, looking down by man into that big old city. Every rock and every stone was made by hand. And when my father turned 19, Great Depression met American dream, and there was no work to be found in Holyoke town. With his brother on the morning train to Manhattan and the hotel game, bell hopping at the Empire Bar, hopping to the Abbey uptown. In that big old city, looking down into a canyon made by man. In that stone was laid by hand. And December of 42. Three brothers knew what they should do. Three stars on the window in Linden Avenue. And when they landed at Omaha Beach, could peace ever be within their reach? Would they live to see their homes at the end of the fight? Then steaming up the river Seine, Christmas bells from Cathedral Rouen, singing carols together on a suddenly silent night. Liberating that big old city, looking down into a canyon made by man. In that big old city, every rock and every stone was laid by hand. Every stone was laid by hand.
So what are the goals for 2011? I've been working on some of my annual resolutions, and I have a lot of plans for 2011. A lot of it's staying home. I've decided that doing fewer live shows. Right now I have about one weekend per month that I'll be out on the road. Now I might do some more stuff locally, but when it comes to leaving my home, I'm not going to be doing that much of it. I just really want to stay home and help raise my daughter, because she is a beautiful gem. And it also frees me up to focus on, you know, Celtic community, like I mentioned earlier. One of the things I was thinking about for my Celtic MP3s music magazine, trying to set it apart from other Celtic magazines out there, like the Irish Music Magazine. It's a great magazine, but it focuses entirely on artists from Ireland who pretty much tour through Europe. It's almost exclusive. And I've seen some stuff for Canada, but I haven't seen anything for America. So I kind of want the Celtic MP3s music magazine to focus a little bit more on American Celtic music, because there's something unique about it. Not only has it preserved traditional Irish music, Irish tunes and such, but it's also come up with its own musical styling. So where a lot of Celtic rock has emerged, but not just Celtic rock. There's just a lot of fusion of blues and bluegrass and jazz and rock and funk and there's just a whole mix. It all comes together right here in America. So my goal is to work on promoting the Celtic MP3s music magazine a lot more. I've got probably a dozen CD reviewers, a few writers for the magazine that includes stories, cultural stuff, and I want more. So if you are interested in writing for a magazine, I'd love you to join my team. Email me editor@CelticMP3S.com and I'll add you aboard, especially in Celtic cultural articles. That's what I really want to hear more about. Again, we're looking at mostly things from America, things that you are going to be a part of. You'll notice that most of these artists in this show are American Celtic music groups, the exception being Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer, because I love them. They're awesome. And so they are out of England, but they're a fantastic group. But I'm going to be featuring a lot more. But now, don't get me wrong, the Pub Songs podcast is going to feature everything, as always, because that's what I do. But I will be probably leaning a little bit more in that direction towards American Celtic music. I'm also hoping to do some best Celtic music features on this podcast, just like this one, which is the best Celtic folk bands. I want to do some Celtic rock bands to look out for, Celtic soloists, just a wide variety of stuff. And then there's the CDs. While I'm not going to be touring nearly as much, I'm hoping to record a lot more music this year. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. Next week, I won't be around online hardly at all, because my wife and I are going to take a wee excursion. We're gonna hole up in the country, and I'm going to record while my wife visits a friend who's having a baby. And what will I be working on? Well, for the year, I want to finish the Firefly Drinking Songs album. That's an album I'm recording live with the Bedlam Bards. But when I go into the studio, I have several goals. Hobbit Drinking Songs, I'd like to have it in time for a long-expected gathering, ALEP 2. That's the event that took place in Kentucky. It was a sort of reenactment of Bilbo Baggins' birthday. It was a totally cool experience, amazing experience. And I'm hoping to have a CD. I've been working with Ree Sheridan Rose once again with some great lyrics. She's got some fun song lyrics. I've been writing melodies to the songs. She also put together some lyrics for a steampunk CD, which I hope to put out this year, but we'll see. That's lower on the important scale. From there, I have general Celtic songs, some Scottish songs, some children's lullabies, and then I have two band projects that I really kind of want to work on. One is with Samantha Gilogli. It's called The Band She. Hopefully, it'll be a mix of traditional Irish music. That's kind of my goal. I want it for that band, and so that's a slow project to work on. The other one is Guns and Drums with my friend Jamie Hauser. She sings backup on many of the songs on The Bridge. And so we're going to do something. It's going to be a mix of Celtic and American folk. So stay tuned for that. So that's basically the goals. I have a lot of music I want to record And I got more about that in a moment. But if you have any thoughts or comments, you can always call my voicemail line. This is actually the voicemail of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. So if you do call this number, make sure you say pub songs at the beginning. You call up pub songs. Hey, this is blah, blah, blah. I'm, you know, just let me know what you think and you can do that. The number is 678 Celt Pod. That's 678-235-8763. 678 Celt Pod. Leave a voicemail comment. You can, let me know more about it. We're going to continue on with some more great Celtic folk bands. Next up is Pandora Celtica and Maidens 4. And I'll be back with some of my other news for this coming year.
Oh, Sister Salkie, come to the sea again. Your mortal husband will not set you free. Your children skip waves on the rocky seashore. Shall you die on the barren lea? And forget about your sister, Selkie. We twirled on the green on that sweet midsummer's day, the fisherman's tall son from behind a gray shoal. Found your oily soft fur hid not far away. He watched us as we danced, and he pilfered your soul. Oh, Sister Selkie, come to the sea again. Your mortal husband will not set you free. Your children skip waves on the rocky seashore. Shall you die on the barren lea and forget about your sister Selkie?
My dear sister Selkie was once that I espied, your master of fishing upon the gray sea. The man who kept his blood-hungry spear close by his side, he knew that I would drown him to set my sister free.
Oh, Sister Selkie, come to the sea again. Your mortal husband will not set you free. Your children skip waves on the rocky seashore. Shall you die on the barren lea and forget about your sister, Selkie?
He's hidden your skin, so you're his by rights. Though I cry to you still on moonless nights, he said, I'll be your love if you'll be my wife. Forget about your Selkie life and forget about your sister Selkie. I no longer dance on the summer meadow grass. My body is shrouded beneath the icy waves. I hear the children sing of the fisherman's sweet lass, who won't see the ocean until she's not a slave. Oh, Sister Selkie, come to the sea again. Your mortal husband will not set you free. Your children skip waves on the rocky seashore. Shall you die on the barren lea and forget about your sister, Selkie? Don't forget about me, sister, Selkie. So smooth he stole my heart away, and I watched in wonder with a laugh and with a smile. Why every girl around me would give their heart for a smile. Well, he stopped in front of me, and I didn't know why. With his presence so high, I felt kind of shy. And he looked up to the sky, and he said it with a sigh. Well, unless he will. Yeah.
The biggest news for the year is that my wife and I and baby are all moving to Birmingham, Alabama this summer. We don't know exactly when yet. We're going to wait until after Kenzie has her second heart surgery. Once that's completed, we will look into it. It'll probably be late June, early July, maybe a little bit earlier. We'll see. Meantime, here's the projects that I will be continuing to work on. In the podcast vein, I have the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the Renaissance Festival podcast. Occasionally, I'm putting out the Cat Lovers podcast, so keep subscribed to that. And then the St. Patrick's Day podcast. It's a limited show. It ends on St. Patrick's Day, 2011. So stay subscribed to that. I also, if you ever subscribe to the Confessions of a Celtic Music Junkie, if you have subscribed to that podcast, I renamed it. It's now called Free Celtic Songs, Irish Songs, and More. It is sort of a new addition to the Mark Songs podcast that I had done a couple years ago. It's going to feature more music and lyrics from irish-song-lyrics.com. That's a website I put together to feature all my Celtic lyrics out there. So, and more, actually. There's more than that lyrically on that website, but that's going to be my lyrics website exclusively. So stay tuned for that. And like I said, you can download a lot of Celtic songs from there if you want to just hear my music. And if you want to share my music, tell people to subscribe to irishsonglyrics.com. Oh, websites. Obviously, the Celtic MP3s Music Magazine is top on my list. I'm also blogging a lot more on my own website. And I also set up the Celtic Folk Club is now at markgunn.com/us. That's sort of a compilation of some of my, where you can find me and chat with me online. Because, of course, I'm spending most of my time on Facebook. And that's the place to be if you really want to communicate with me. You're welcome to friend request me. I'd love it if you like the fan page, but friend request me too. Both ways. There'll be communication, different communication, hopefully, on each of those. I still have free stickers, Kilted for her pleasure. I hope to put out some more in the future, so stay tuned for that. Yearofthekilt.com to get your free stickers. And then the Celtic Invasion Vacations. The next trip that's open is the Celtic Invasion of Ireland. The Celtic Invasion of New Orleans is already closed up for now. But the Celtic Invasion of Ireland takes place in early June, and I still have spots available. I would love it if you'd come join me. CelticInvasion.com. You can find out details, and I'm supposed to get some more from John Wilmut very soon, so stay tuned for that. And that's about it. I hope you enjoyed this show. There's a lot of news, and I got a lot more news coming in the future, and here's another awesome band. This is the Langer's Ball with I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day from their CD, Ships Are Sailing. Again, have a great year, and I won't be back next week, but I don't think I'll be back next week, but I will be back the week after that. So stay subscribed to the Pub Songs podcast. I will talk to you very soon. Sláinte.
My name is Jock Stewart, a mechanic, a man, and a roving young fellow I have been.
So be easy and free when you drink and
of men I'd command, and I've always a shilling to spare.
Just be easy and free when you drink in with me. I'm a man you don't need every day.
I'm a piper by trade, I'm a roving young blade, and there's many a tune I will play. Took out my gun, with my dog I did shoot, all down in the county Kildare.
Just be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't need every day.
Brandy and wine, now whatever the cost, I will pay.
Just be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't need every day.
Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.